This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
A researcher this spring sought to determine how local governments in Illinois were following freedom of information laws. Illinois Public Radio's Sean Crawford will tell us what he found, and then we will discuss this issue.
The good news, overall, local agencies did a good job at providing public records. The bad news, they too often fail to post details on how to petition for those documents and have a trained FOI officer. Professor A.J. Wagner, now with Marquette University, sent record requests to departments in 34 counties.
There were a couple departments or agencies that dragged their feet. But for the most part, I think people were very willing, very interested, and did everything they could to supply the requested records.
Wagner says 80% of those agencies contacted responded within the legally required 5 days. But he says smaller counties tended to have more trouble following the Freedom of Information laws, and places where fewer records are digitized also had difficulty. I'm Sean Crawford.
I guess it's not really a surprise that smaller counties in particular, smaller units of government would have trouble. They might have only one or two actual full-time employees, and so one of those people has to be trained in this information, and they just might not have that training available to them, that sort of knowledge available to them.
I knew someone in a municipality where I worked, and his job, he was... along with other things, he was, okay, you're going to become the, the FOIA person. And I know that this was kind of a time-consuming, a burdensome thing for him, at least what he talked about. And this was something that took time and that consumed a lot of energy for him, and where he couldn't concentrate on other issues of the city in which he was in charge of. So this is not something that maybe having just one person in charge of, especially when you were in a bigger metro area like we were, would suffice. And so I can see that this be a problem. What it does, though, it impedes democracy. I don't think it's overstating that. When we're trying to find out public records and when we're trying to find out tax information or expenses and how taxpayers' money is being used and the usual 5 days or so that's within compliance mm-hmm. is often not met, it's a problem. But on the other side, I think we have to understand that, yes, these folks are understaffed and they need some help too, I guess.
And when you say we should make it clear that this that freedom of information laws don't exist just for journalists. In mm-hmm. fact, they're actually for the citizens, not just residents of a particular community either. You should be able to go to any community in the state, and if there's some information you want from them, you should be able to get it as long as it falls under the freedom of information laws.
Yeah, inmates, interestingly enough, are one of the biggest groups of people who use mm-hmm. FOIA requests. Getting information about, the court case that convicted them and, what's in their records and that kind of thing, help them get out of prison. So it is open for anybody to use in this country, which is really helpful information to know, and not everyone does know that. My newscast students have done FOIA requests in the county a couple times, mainly with the health department. And what's really been nice in the last few years is that they're very, very fast to get the information back to us. And I don't feel maybe it was necessarily like that in the very beginning. What spurred our FOIA request was an incident where someone at the health department did not want to answer questions verbally about a restaurant that had been shut down temporarily due to a health inspection. And because this person did not want to respond verbally to what shut the place down, then we had to file the FOIA request. But ever since then, they've been very fast to get back to us. So sometimes you just kind of have to be persistent.
Did the person being interviewed, did that person suggest to the reporter, file a FOIA if you want that information?
I don't think so. It's been several years now. I can't remember exactly what they said, but I do know that they just said, oh, it's not a big deal anymore. It's over. The problem's fixed.
That's a problem. That's not transparent government.
Yeah, that wasn't.
I had a standing story or a responsibility as a business and consumer economics reporter, as I was for years, to report on food scores, as a matter of fact, because they happen to be very well read. And we would FOIA that information. And over the years, What the health department did was they kind of wised up and they wanted to avoid that and having to do all that grunt work. And they just published it on the healthcare website. And so they would have regular updates and just all these lists. And we would even publish. We would take out page, 2 pages of the paper and publish those lists because, again, folks pursued and went to the newsstand to buy that. They wanted to see how their favorite restaurants and eateries were doing. But I think that was one way of which they helped try to accommodate us by just, you know what, let's just publish these and make these a regular standing piece of work that we do, and to keep being responsible. I mean, these organizations and these agencies, these government agencies, they don't want to be viewed or seen as being lax in their responsibility. But it's not unusual when you're in a newsroom and you've got I worked with a few investigative reporters that's all they did was investigative work. And, you know, it wouldn't be unusual to hear someone bemoan, well, they're so-and-so is late. It's been a week since I requested this, and this information isn't getting out there. And I don't think these government agencies want to be known as that, lax in their work. So at the same time, though, I think there's something to be said here about is there enough workforce or all man or hands on deck being able to do this and to provide this service that's vital.
Regarding this research, the record requests were sent to departments in 34 counties. Illinois has 102 counties, so that's one third of them. Are you surprised at all that this researcher didn't simply send something to every county in the state and see what came back?
That's a good
point. It seems like that's not that difficult. 34, 102 might sound a lot, like a lot, but I don't think that's, especially if you're doing research, I don't think that's unreasonable to just try every county and see what comes back.
I think that does seem a low turnout, but perhaps this is speaking to the very problem that we're talking about. And I think
he sent requests to 34 counties. Just feel like he should have sent requests to all 102.
Well, I mean, I think it just speaks to the fact that maybe we're not taking enough time to look into this. I think this is an issue that really needs to be dug into because every place I've worked, there has always been somewhere where something was not being satisfied. And I've known or I've heard of FOIA requests that go weeks or even months.
Jasmine students one time got a response to a FOIA request, and it was just blocks of black, right? Everything was just redacted.
Mm. A lot of redactions, yeah. And you can appeal things to the state's attorney general, which is helpful in Illinois. If you're not getting a response, you can appeal to the state, and they'll get back to you. So there's always a possibility that even if someone shuts you down at the local or the county, the state level, you can appeal upward. So it's important to know that, too.
But I think that's a good point you just raised, Rich. Just because you filed a FOIA maybe doesn't mean you're going to get a satisfactory answer or the entirety of what you're expecting. And maybe it's because you didn't know the law or maybe because they're being negligent in what they're supposed to provide. As reporters, we were always encouraged just to file FOIAs about anything that appealed to your curiosity that would have some kind of a record that's backed by a taxpaying agency. And so our newspaper, I know, just inundated local agencies with information. And so, again, that's speaking to this problem of probably having not enough people to process them. I remember filing a FOIA about something that I knew I wouldn't get the information of, but I thought I'd just try it. And it was one time a prominent gentleman or a politician's son got in trouble for underage drinking. And I knew I wouldn't get it because this was a minor. But I filed a FOIA anyway. No, I didn't get the information, and I tried at it. But this is what I think reporters need to be doing, and they need to be aggressive with it. But again, I think the problem is on the other end. They probably don't have enough folks that can process that, or maybe there may be some negligence on their end too.
Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.